Good morning, everybody. It is Wednesday, the 14th of March, 2012. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my Audio Boo audio blog. I'm on my way to work at the moment, so that's why there's a little bit of road noise. And I just wanted to capture a few thoughts, primarily actually about the update to the Downcast app, which I use for listening to podcast subscriptions and the boos that I follow. And I know a number of other people who I follow on Audio Boo also use Downcast, so I'm hoping this will be relevant to a lot of you. I noticed last night that the update was available, so I downloaded it, and it's lovely to see that we've now got on the Audio Boo stream, you can see who the author is of the boo that you're currently listening to, which is fabulous. Absolutely delighted about that. Another thing I noticed this morning, I don't know if it's a change or if it's just that I've done something different. Normally when I actually get to the end of my list of followed boos, the player cycles round back to the start, and if I've got anything at the start, it resumes playing those. It didn't do that this morning, but then thinking about it, I noticed that I hadn't actually left any boos at the top of my list, any older ones, partially played. So I don't know if that's a change or not. I'm going to keep an eye on that one. It'd be nice if it did, because sometimes I would like to know that I've reached the end and then elect to go back to ones I hadn't finished playing, but yeah, not so bothered about it if that's the way it works. I did have one question for other people out there who use Downcast. I've heard several of you recently refer to knowing how much time worth of audio boos you've got left to listen to. You know, somebody will say, oh, I've got 2 hours and 10 minutes of boos to listen to. I've looked all over Downcast. I can't see that anywhere. It's probably me just not looking in the right place. But if there's any easy way in Downcast of seeing the time remaining for everything on a feed, I'd love to know. Could you let me know? That'd be great. While I'm on updates, I recently updated my iPhone to iOS 5.1. And I've noticed an interesting change in the... something in the Bluetooth technology has changed. I have to say, actually, the iOS 5 update really broke Bluetooth in a number of ways. I've got a car with fully integrated Bluetooth into the car stereo. So I get into the car, it connects to my phone automatically, it tells my phone to start playing music, which it does, and that comes out through the car stereo. And if I get a phone call, I've got the hands-free kit and it pauses the music and answers the phone call. And yeah, it's all integrated, very nice. Since the 5 upgrade, it's been not staying connected reliably. It's been a real pain, particularly when I've got the sat-nav going, because the sat-nav obviously pauses and restarts the playback quite a lot, because you get this whole, you know, in 200 yards turn left, back to the music, pause again, now turn left, back to the music. So it does a lot of switching between playing the music and not playing the music. And I tended to find, you know, after a little while of that, it would just lose the connection to the phone, and the phone would carry on thinking it was playing, but nothing would come through the speakers. And I would have to sort of go through my menu options and tell it to disconnect the phone and reconnect the phone, and it was a pain, frankly. Now, I don't know if that's got any better in 5.1. I really hope it has, but I haven't had a long journey to test it on yet. What I have noticed in 5.1 is that previously my display on my car stereo would just display that it was playing an audio track. That's all it would say on the display. And since the 5.1 update, it's attempting to show me the track name of whatever I'm listening to. Now, again, it doesn't seem fully reliable. For example, I've been listening to boos this morning and it changed to reflect the title of the first two or three boos as I listened to them, but then it seemed to get stuck. So for most of the morning, it's thought that I've been listening to the Technology and Lambs boo by McColgan, which was very good, and I'm glad you're very excited about getting your iPad 3. But I thought that was an interesting change as well. They're obviously making some enhancements to the Bluetooth, so... Oh, I really hope when I get my next long journey, I'm not going to get this constant disconnecting thing, because that was really bugging me. But anyway, there you go. I'm nearly at work now, and I've nearly run out of time, so I'm going to stop it there, and I will talk to you all again soon.